Okay, boys, I'm going to speak to you for a few minutes. I want you to listen really, really well. Now, in the BB, there's loads of different things you do. You do games. Some of you like games? Don't do any more games. I don't seem to like games very much. You like games. You do badge work. You do sometimes baking. You some make things. Loads of different activities you do in BB. But, boys, at the very heart of BB, what BB is all about is about coming to know the Lord Jesus. Because listen to this, boys. We were made to know Jesus. And we can only know real joy in our lives when we know Jesus. The junior section were singing about being happy. And the way to be really happy deep within is coming to know Jesus as your friend. And listen, boys, coming to know Jesus is the most important and the most wonderful thing of all. People spend their lives looking to try and find happiness. It only really comes in knowing Jesus. And we're going to think about that today in our story. We see in the first picture a big crowd of people. And here we see a passion to listen. Jesus had sent his disciples out to teach people and also to heal people. And the disciples came back to report to Jesus, and they were hungry, they needed something to eat. So Jesus took them away to a quiet place to be alone with them. But the crowds of people, they wanted to hear Jesus. They knew that Jesus was God's son. They wanted to find him. So they searched for Jesus like a great big game of hide and seek. And eventually, after much searching, they found Jesus, even though he was in a very, very quiet place away from anywhere else. And they came, and not only did they begin to listen to Jesus teach, they listened to Jesus all day. Now, boys, would you like it if I talk to you all day? But the reason why these people wanted to hear Jesus talk even all day is they were hungry to hear Jesus. And one of the reasons why, boys, maybe whether you're an anchor boys or the junior section or the company section, one of the reasons why at times we don't like listening to the Bible being taught and maybe find that part a wee bit boring, if we're honest, is because there's a problem inside. Because we should love Jesus, we should love listening to Jesus, we should love learning about Jesus. But the reason why boys and girls and even big people often don't love this is because a sin inside has mixed us all up. But these people in this story, they wanted to listen to Jesus. They were hungry for Jesus. So they spent all day listening to Jesus. And then as evening came, Jesus asked his disciples to give them something to eat. And the disciples said, no. And you can see the disciples holding out their hands. How can we feed all these people? There's 5,000 men plus women and children. How can we feed all of these people? And here we have in the second picture a question to test the disciples. And they're confused. But Jesus asked this question, boys, knowing already what he was going to do. And he was testing his disciples to see if they really believed that Jesus could do an amazing miracle in feeding these 5,000 people. And the disciples, boys, they failed the test. Do you ever have to do tests in school? Do you like doing tests in school? No. Well, tests help the teacher find out and help mommy and daddy find out what you know or what you don't know. And this test was showing Jesus that the disciples really didn't believe in his power to make a difference. And every time we hear God's word, boys, God is testing us to see if we really will believe in Jesus. If we really will believe that Jesus is someone who can change us, if we really believe that we need to be saved from our sin and Jesus is the only one who can save us. Every time, boys, you listen to God's word being taught, God is wanting to know, will you pass the test or will you fail the test? At the end of the service today, boys, Would you like it if I said, we're going to go over the hall and I'm going to give you a test to see how much you listen to? Would you like that? No, you wouldn't like that. But listen, God's not going to ask you how much you're going to listen to. God's going to ask you, how much are you going to believe? Will you boys really believe that Jesus is God's Son, the most wonderful person who's ever come into this world, and Jesus is the only one who can save you from your sin? And do you believe, boys, that the greatest life is knowing Jesus and following Jesus? It's not an easy life, boys. It's hard following Jesus. But Jesus goes with us and is the greatest life. So here's the test today, boys. Not if you remember every word that I said, but the test is, will you come and believe and trust in Jesus to take away your sin and follow Jesus to be your Lord and your friend? A question to test. And then the third thing, after Jesus gave this question, the disciples hunted around and they found a little boy. And here we see a desire to share. He had his lunch, 5 wee pieces of bread and 2 little fish. Do you think that could feed 5,000 people? Imagine you went into school tomorrow, right? 5 wee pieces of bread, 2 wee pieces of fish. Do you think that could feed everyone in your school? No, it couldn't, because it's not enough. And this little boy, he maybe thought, what's the point of me giving my lunch to Jesus? It will never be enough to feed all those people. But Jesus took the 5 wee pieces of bread, the 2 wee pieces of fish. He gave thanks to God. He prayed and they started to give it out. And it went on and on and on and on and on and on. It was an amazing thing. And it all started, boys, when there was a little boy who was willing to share all that he had. And listen, boys, you may think, I'm small. I can't do very much for Jesus. I'm not very good at talking. What can I do for Jesus? Listen, boys, the Bible teaches us that God uses the small people to show how big he is. God uses the weak people to show how strong he is. God uses the foolish people to show how wise he is. He doesn't want to use really wonderful people, because if he used really wonderful people, well, then they'd think it was all about them. He uses people who realize, I can do very little, so that when God uses them, they realize it is God who's doing it. Do you remember the story of Gideon? And Gideon was asked to get an army to fight the Midianites. And God said about Gideon's army, too big, far too big. And he cut the big army right down till there was just 300 men left. And they were going to fight a great big army. Why did God do that, boys? So people will see it wasn't the people that won the battle. It was God. God uses little things, little people, little numbers, so that his power and strength will be seen. Do you know the story of Samson? Tell me this. Do you think that Samson's muscles were bigger than mine? Do you? No. I don't believe so. Because I don't think Samson was a big man. I don't think Samson looked like a very strong man, because if Samson was big and strong, the people wouldn't ask Samson, what's the secret of your strength? They'd see his big muscles and say, there's the secret of your strength. I don't believe Samson was a big man at all. I think Samson was just a very ordinary man with very ordinary muscles. But God's power came upon him and he did amazing things. God uses the weak to show how strong he is. And I wonder, boys, are you going to decide, I'm just going to live my life to please myself and do my own thing? Or will I say, Jesus, here's my life. You take it, you use it, and may even wonderful things happen through it. You know, following Jesus, boys, it's not boring. times it can be even scary. It's exciting because we don't know where he will lead us, but it's the most wonderful thing in living to please him. One last thing, one last picture. And this is a miracle to consider. Five little pieces of bread, two little fish, over 5,000 men, and then women and children were all fed by this. And at the end, 12 baskets of bread were collected. 12 baskets left over. What an amazing person Jesus is. What an amazing God he is, that he can take that little packed lunch and make it go on to feed 5,000 people so that they're totally filled. And you know, boys, this miracle tells us that God can do far greater things than we can ever imagine. There's a verse in the Bible which says that. God can do far, far more, boys, than you can ever think. But that verse also goes on and says, do you know, boys, where God wants to start working? In your heart. Because we're not born with good hearts. We're born with bad hearts that don't love Jesus, that don't trust in Jesus. And God wants to start in the heart of every boy, every adult, so we will become what the Bible calls born again. And Jesus said, if we're not born again, we will not see heaven one day. And so listen, boys, today, Jesus wants to start a work in your heart. And boys, you know what you have to do? You have to be like the little boy who brought his lunch. Don't bring your lunch, but you bring yourself to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know I have sinned, I haven't loved you the way I should, and I haven't lived to please you, but I know you died on the cross to save people like me. Save me. Make me into a new person and help me live to please and honor you. Wonder, boys, will you come to Jesus today? Will you trust in Jesus? Will you turn away from living to please yourself and follow Jesus? Because when we do that, the Bible tells us Jesus by his Spirit comes and lives in us. What a question. Has Jesus changed your heart, made you new, and made you ready for heaven? I wonder what the answer is.